Do you suffer from organization anxiety?
Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, you're listening to the Technology Equals Equality
Hey, welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is Audio Blog 6. Does the idea of clearing your space of clutter make you anxious and literally want to run in the other direction? My mother, the original organization maven, always uses the number 3 to clear any space of clutter and avoid the ever-dreaded organization anxiety. Organizing in a home with 4 kids is a challenge, but my mother always made it look simple. I can hear her now. Seriously, you kids are so weird these days. If she ever read the title to this blog, she'd probably just laugh. She thinks the things our generation concerns ourselves with is just absolutely silly. But my mother would always start an organization project by sorting almost everything into sets of 3. It's an easy number to deal with, and it always seemed to keep her organization efforts simple so she could keep up with them. 3 rooms a day, 3 categories to sort, 3 steps for each space, etc. The number 3 dissolves some of the anxiety out of any project. Choose the 3 spaces you plan to tackle. This method can apply to any space, big or small, from a couple of drawers to a couple of offices. Decide which space to start in and begin sorting them into your 3 categories. The Brooks 3 keys are keep, trash, and replace elsewhere or donate. Once you've decided on a starting point, create your 3 keys. They could be any 3 that you choose. But remember, when adding additional categories, you really risk wasting time on deciding which category to place the items in. Try to stick to the number 3 and make that second key the not sure key. Don't bother tackling that pile until you've finished clearing your 3 spaces. As you begin clearing out your space, place each item into one of your 3 keys. Once cleared, you can now quickly place what you've chosen as your first key item back into your freshly cleared space. Trash your second key and move on. Or, if your anxiety is directly related to the label trash, as mentioned, make this your undecided pile. In an hour, you'll have 3 freshly tidy spaces. No matter how big or small, remember never to dedicate more than 20 minutes at a time. This way, you won't feel as though all of your time has been gobbled up cleaning. Instead, in 20-minute intervals, you will quickly begin to see the benefits of your effort. Now that you only have a pile of undecided items, that's right, back to the number 3. This is the time to make a solid decision to create a trash pile. By now, there are far fewer items to decide on, thus decreasing your organization anxiety. Now, before you commit to the trash pile, decide if any items are not useful, such as broken or missing parts, or if the items have been fully used up, like dried whiteout or finished labeling tape or non-reusable containers that have been emptied, and dedicate those items to the trash. Now go back to the remaining items and decide if those in good order items could be placed with similar items elsewhere in your space. If not, and you feel the item is still useful, but you really haven't touched it or used it in over 6 months, donate or sell the items online. In 60 minutes, you'll have accomplished clearing 3 spaces and possibly even found some extra cash. For additional great tips and tricks to keep you organized, visit technology-equality.com. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.